Greetings, this is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio. We're also simulcasting on ESETI Stargate. And if we, for some reason, get taken down, you can also go to the Gab TV and Gab Social at ESETI_official and check that out. And then you, on Rumble, we're also on Rumble. You can go to ESETI Official on Rumble and be sure to subscribe, and you can check us out there. And we're also, if you go to the watch, you know, the live show on ESETI.org under the As You Wish Talk Radio live tab. So, and we also have ESETI over on Telegram at ESETI Official and ESETI Official Chat. So anyway, if we seem to disappear off of YouTube, and you'll know where we are, you know, so a lot of nonsense going on there, but we're just we're doing the workaround. We're going to have our whole ESETI TV up pretty soon, so we'll just bypass all this. But anyway, on that note, I was up. We are coming up to a major eclipse, which is going to make some major shifts and changes. We're moving into the old guard going down and the new guard coming in, and a lot of question and authority energy and things like that. So that's where everything is going. So pay attention. You know, you're going to see a lot of shifts and changes, and definitely use discernment. My next guest on the show, we had him on a couple weeks ago, and is Gene Decode. And he's a 30 plus year researcher. He had 20 plus years in the military. He's had an NDE. He's a martial artist, spiritual warrior. And we're going to cut his bio short only because we want to get into this information. There's so much new stuff happening. So Gene, are you with us?
Yes.
Welcome to the show again.
Thank you, James. Honor being here.
You know, there's so many ways we can go. I kind of want to get the business out, you know, as far as what's happening with, you know, the elections and a lot of this other stuff. I also wanted to talk a little bit about who's still around and who's not, because now, you know, with all the CGI, the masks, the actors, the clones, and everything going on right now. You know, it's fooled me. I see these people pop up and I'm going, God, that looks just like them, you know, and they're supposed to be dead or anything, but I'd like to cover that. Cause I know when we've checked in spiritually, they go, oh, that guy, he's gone. And it seems like the actors are on both sides, like the deep state is using actors and then the white hats are using actors as well. So it's just a big theater, but maybe we can make some sense out of that. But first, I'd like to get in. What do you know about the elections and how are things unraveling there?
Yeah, you know, the movie continues to roll. The actors, and it's amazing to me, the Hollywood will come up with a 1800s period movie and somebody will catch one of the actors with a watch on or something, and people will tear the movie apart because there's things that don't fit. But yet on the election, Smokey Joe will show up and his hand passes through Mike's and his mask is droopy, and you hear the helicopter turning and the blades aren't moving. It's like, okay, there's some radical things wrong with this situation. I'll agree he did win the election for China, but yeah. Not this country. Yeah. He could be president of China or the head of the CCP on that election. That's the only place he really won.
Well, they've got, you know, obviously he's on, you know, Air Force One and Marine One. And he's got the brand new shiny one, and he's not being allowed into the Pentagon, and his chief generals got fired and arrested, basically. So obviously, you know, you put that together, there's obviously, you know, you can't miss it. There's definitely something going on.
Yeah, the division that was keeping the military from acting are the two generals that betrayed the Constitution, the really elected for the U.S. type person, which is Trump, of course.
Yeah.
They betrayed him and stood up for Biden, and they were taken to Gitmo for that. And so now the military can now move forward with cleaning the mess up now that they've got the treasonous types removed.
Yeah.
So good news, and they'll back up the election as per the people of the United States for America, for these America, as they say. And we'll get this resolved finally and start moving forward. I think the timeline's doing good on that already. And the continuing cleanup with the containers and the container ships all over the world, that's continuing, so that's good. And so, you know, I'm looking, although the situation with the human trafficking kind of took a back turn with and the Ashtar Command betraying the Alliance and the dumps that they had cleaned out, they took for their own and started human trafficking out of them again. So okay. Now there's a bunch of big players involved in resolving that situation, but they had all the U.S. dumps under Alliance control, and now 22% are in the hands of the Ashtar, which the command, Lord Hatton and all that, and Jesus Ananda, the son of Lord Hatton, all that stuff. Although he says mm-hmm. he's the son of God. We're all sons of God, but you're not the only begotten son of God. So just clarifying yeah. those things.
Yeah, they always try to shift the energy, you know. They'll make another Jesus, you know, or call him Sananda, or they'll make another Saint Germain or something, and they'll shift the energy, and then everybody goes to that group or that, and then they, you know, it's another mind control and situation, and people need to be aware of that.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, for me, it's the information is what's important and not the credentials or the authority or the name behind it. And when people try to use authority and name, that screams cabal to me that authority is not yeah. truth. Truth is authority. So
yeah, the higher up you go,
the message and not the messenger.
Yeah, the higher up you go, the identity is just not important. You know, they're not even male or female anymore, you know, as you go up the vibrational continuum. And
yeah, and once you're past seventh density in that, you just are a being of incredible energy and service and, true light, the true light of God and all that you're in service to. So you're literally melded complete and whole. You're not individually yeah. separated sexually. Mm-hmm. Sexual energy structure, you're complete.
Yeah. So what do we call that?
I don't know. Unified.
Yeah. I'm not a he, she, or an it, or anything. I'm unified, you know?
I'm complete and unified and in service to the highest interest of all life everywhere and the one yeah. God of all creation.
Yeah. I know that when, you know, the higher beings, they say we transcended all culture and religious boundaries. We're beyond all that, you know, we're into unity consciousness and that's where we need to go. All these division games are created by the cabal and by the deep state to, you know, black against white, you know, red against white against everything, you know.
And now they've got, being given something in the arm compared to not being given something in the arm.
Yeah, that's the new racism, you know.
Yeah,
has to do with that.
I have it. Do you? And yeah. I was on a trip and I was, you know, massless, and somebody was like, I saw they were too, and they go, "Well, I've had the thing, you know," and I said, "Oh. Well, I had the actual thing back in 2019 in January, so I'm clean anyway. I'm good to go anyway." They go, "Well, no, you should be wearing the thing." And it was like, "No, I don't go there. I don't need to go there."
Yeah, I think I got it.
You know, I got shame.
Almost not 2 years ago when I went to Australia on the plane. I got hit with something. I never felt anything like it, but you know, I got through it and. You know, the bottom line is, you know, like the head of Pfizer was talking about that. He says, once you get it, you're immune, period. End of story. He said, this is not some magical unicorn virus that rewrites itself. And now the new one, the new one, they're trying to say, oh, there's a new variant, you know, well, where's the old variant? You know, give us an isolate. How can you have a new variant when you can't even isolate the old variant?
Exactly.
You
can't have 2.0 without the original mod. So
yeah, Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
when I got in January, I was over it in about 5 hours. Although it was really bad at first, I was coughing and felt like I had a band on my chest. And I just did a protocol I have, kind of like the candy that melts in your mouth and not in your hands. And I did that 4 times. And 5 hours later, I was completely clean.
Yeah, my problem was I was in Australia on the road and I didn't have access to what I usually have. But as soon as I got home, I mean, yeah, it took me a couple of days and it was gone. It was pretty much gone in a couple of days. And then when I got home, I did some other things and just took care of it. But I wanted to get into some of these other subjects. There's so much going on right now. I don't even know where to start. Up here at the ranch, we're having massive ships fly over, ships I've never seen before. And I think some of them are ours, some are like Solar Warden, and then there's some new kids on the block, and they're six dimensional beings that are bringing their ships in, and they're aligned with the Orion Council of Light. They're planetary liberators. You know, they went through all the wars in Orion and things like that, and they're six dimensional. They're beyond it. But there's so many groups here, and now the we're having major activity with the elven beings, the was it Tuatha De Danann, that group, and we've been communicating with them, and they said there's at least 70 clans, and we're meeting these different elven beings, and some are from different clans, and they have these markings on their face, and that like little dots and colors and lines, and that's their clan markings. It's really interesting. It's a whole new thing for, I mean, I knew they existed, but now I'm getting into details with them. But I'd love to hear, I know you have some insights on what's been happening with them as well.
Yeah, they're here to deal with the Ashtar Command deception and help with that because and also in response to an invasion of their area by the Cabal. You know, they had a thousands of years old treaty and the Cabal violated that, and so they just crippled the ships, sent them back to the Cabal to Antarctica with a message, which is, we're coming, we're not Native Americans, and if you break a treaty, we don't redo treaties to allow you to break them over and over again. You honor your original, or if you break it, we're done. And so they're now here to help the situation with the 22% of the Dumbs in the US that are now in the hands of the Ashtar. They were, but the Ashtar started trafficking humans out of them and switched sides. I don't think they switched sides. I don't think they were ever on the side of the Alliance at all. I think they're playing it from the get-go. And I had a guy that had sent me pictures of him and Dumbs and cleaning out various chemicals that are gotten from young people's blood and things like that, and rescues that he had done. And he had said that he's working for them. And I'm like, you're doing what? And he goes, well, you know, that's your Lord. And I go, maybe your Lord. He's not my Lord. My Lord made everything there is. That's the only Lord I know. Anybody else that goes by Lord, as far as I'm concerned, is Cabal. That term is a term of dominance to me. It's not a term that I would follow somebody using that term.
Well, I think one of the keynotes that people need to really look at is personal responsibility and empowerment. And there's so many messages, and this has been going on probably since the 50s. But they have these messages, you know, we're going to come, we're going to save, we're going to beam everybody up, we're going to fix the planet, clean everything else, and then put you all back, and it's going to be nirvana and utopia. And people love all those feel-good messages, you know, but the problem is that, you know, you just gave away all your power to an external force, and we all know how that never works out. You know, that's
There's a lady that wrote the book, I think it's called The Hidden History of the World. It's huge, huge, huge book. But the thing she said that I love the most, and all of the stuff she's written and done and said, is anytime you get a free lunch, most of the time you are lunch.
Yeah, it's true. Human pilaf, I call it. Yeah, there's some other things I wanted to cover about the I know the about Mars and the moon. Now they told me that they already took back the moon and they're in the process of liberating Mars right now. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, that was my information, the Mars colony situation, that they were going to use, and on 80% of the timelines they did, were on the other 20%, where the Ever Given did happen, and they did clean that mess up. And so the Mars colony, they were trying to lock that down so they would have a human cattle reserve, so to speak, so they could just decimate all human life on Earth. Rather than have to fight the battles here, they just had decided if we could lock Mars colony down and control that human reservoir, then we don't have to deal with the situation on Earth. We'll just decimate it. And that was the plan that they used there. So that's the Elvins are actually helping quite a bit with that too, along with some of the new big, they have a new class in the Radiant Guardians that are massive. And very beautiful, actually. They're not just the regular long, huge tubes. They have a lot of what look like glass dome kind of things. I know it's not glass, obviously, but that are involved in that. And they're extremely advanced and powerful.
Now, are they uncloaking for a reason? Are they, those ships, are they making themselves known for the awakening?
To freak out the cabal. It's doing a good job, too. Yeah.
I think it's for the people too to say, "Hey, look up! There's stuff in your sky you can't explain." You know?
Yeah, I mean, it amazes me, you know, what people can see and not see at all. It's right in front of their face, and they go, "Nothing to see here." Really? Nothing to see that's 5 miles long, half a mile in diameter. Nothing at all. Well, okay, just me then. Okay.
I filmed like 36 ships coming over. And I'm fully aware of Starlink and everything else, but it was in the wrong place and from the wrong direction. And so, and what I found out when I did the research on it, they hadn't even launched Starlink yet. And so there's 36, they just kept popping out, and they're coming from the south, and they'd pop out and go right over the house. And another one would pop up right over the house, another one, you know, and I counted 36 of them. And then, you know, I did the due diligence and looked into everything I could figure out, and definitely, you know, no strobes, no running lights, just one bright light after another coming over. And it definitely, you know, it's basically an unknown. It's not anything that we know of, but, you know, it could have been part of our secret space fleet too, as well.
Yeah. The, again, it's a show of force to the cabal to let them know. For me, I'm like, personally, show force the cabal is just deal with the cabal, and they're not ones to be surrendering.
Yeah.
That's not their mode. So I'm just saying, well, we'll tell you one last time, surrender now. And then if you don't, we're just coming out and we're going to deal with the situation until it's done.
And yeah, practice unconditional lead.
Yeah, exactly.
Unconditional laser.
Unconditional. Go to God for judgment. We don't judge you. We just, like when Trump had McCain taken care of, he said, "May God have mercy on your soul," because we don't. So that's what I think we should be doing.
Well, that light review is going to be rough for those guys, because they're going to have to stand, and they're also going to have to feel all the pain and suffering they inflicted on others. That's part of the situation there. So when they cross over to the other side, you know, I tell these people, all these censors and fact checkers and all these other people that are pulling all this nonsense, I said, you know, you have no idea what you're setting yourself up for. And it's coming really soon, you know, weeks away, you know, so... Yeah. So I would rethink this one.
Yeah, I always say when the check comes due, you're not going to like the payment that's required. I mean, you're talking thousands and millions of lives that they've affected in a very dark way. So all of that pain and misery coming due for them to pay that check, wow, that's going to be a long and painful payment.
Yeah, I agree. It's that might be a couple lifetimes recycled to clean that one up on some much lower levels, you know. But I got in trouble one day because they showed a picture, and it's a really famous picture of a young little black child, and he was really starving, and the buzzards were waiting, you know, for him to die. It was a really sad picture. And I said, you know, that's where Chaney's going to end up, you know, and everybody got pissed off at me. And I said, well, no, I'm just saying whatever they're responsible for this mass starvation and all this other stuff going on. And so they're going to have to go work that out. That's where they're going to end up on their cycle, or they're just going to be dissolved altogether. You know, their whole life force and identity is going to be dissolved back into the energy pool and be done with it.
Yeah. And continue to play games like, you know, a lot of the green deals and all of these Save the Earth stuff that they do. And concerts with all solar energy and all of this, and you go back and they have diesel generators running and all of this, and they're playing games continuously and deceiving people continuously, and we're saving the earth, and you know, like Sierra Club and these things. And when you go look at the institutions that are supporting logging industries and bio recycling plants that are ripping down forests just to provide energy when they have free energy and they don't have to be doing all these things. And then they're saying, well, you know, there's no other options with the human population level that it is. So we're going back to the Georgia Guidestones on that one. And I'm like, really, with free energy and printing, ability to print anything you want, you know, that's not bio, complicated bio, you could just print in, you know, have all that available. You don't have to continue to strip mine or provide power in those ways. The human population wouldn't be an issue if you had shared the technologies. We'd be spread so thin across the universe, it would be, where's somebody to have kids with, you know? It would be like population density wouldn't be an issue other than there's not enough.
I heard that they crunched the numbers, and they said if you gave everybody a half acre on the planet, they would fit into a state the size of Texas. So, you know, it's not, the problem isn't the overpopulation. It's the, you know, the people that have been enslaving people through dependency and through, you know, operating the food chain. You know, I saw this place, and I go, what are those golden mountains over there? And I found out it was corn. And I go, my God. And I go, yeah, this is where they dump it to keep the prices up. They just take this grain and dump it and let it rot. And I go, you're kidding. So all these people are starving, and you've got mountains of corn and wheat that you're dumping to keep the...
Yeah, it's the same thing they found during the earthquake in Puerto Rico, and they found warehouses full of food from the hurricane times that had been warehoused and locked up so they could say that Trump hadn't sent aid.
Yeah.
He sent aid, and they locked it up and said, we didn't get anything. So they make him look bad.
I bet they became a distributor to all the, like, the convenience stores and started selling it, you know, more than likely.
Yeah. And then, you know, the same thing with corn. If they're biomass power generating plants, they could be using that for that instead of stripping out forests. And yet you just pile it and let it rot. So, you know, it's this continuous deception of not enough. And it's not that there's not enough or that there's too many of us. There's a 0.00001% of people on Earth using 0.999999% of everything and having it all, living in an opulence that's for most people inconceivable to even imagine how they live. They live in an opulence, you know, mostly not here. The upper top of the cabal, people's names and things we've never even heard here, that even the Rothschilds and the Peshawars and those are peons compared to them too. And they're living in an opulence with technology that's so far advanced that, you know, people here can't even imagine it. And we're flying around in aluminum cans. And even the cabal here is, you know, zipping around in maglevs going thousands of miles an hour while these people are stepping through, you know, something and being on the other side of the Milky Way. Just step through a doorway. We're worrying about how to get in line and go through security and all of this stuff and get our stuff through. And they don't deal with any of that stuff. And they don't, you know, worry about what meal or how to make this bill or how to do that. None of that's there. So they just look at everybody below them as non-essential and not relevant.
Yeah, and now it's becoming too much trouble for them, you know, because they want to do other things. So they just want to extinguish about 80% of us. But yeah, it's pretty insane. And people need to, you know, I'm going to skip that. So I was going to talk about something else, but the yeah, it's pretty insane. I've been watching you know, the now, you know, Fox News and Tucker Carlson and these other guys are just really stepping up to the plate right now and calling things out. And I
Yeah,
have
he
some other.
surprised me. That was
Yeah.
beautiful what he said.
Oh yeah, he's back. You know, Sean Hannity sent a crew out here and they filmed some amazing ships and they did a very fair show quite a few years ago, but on this place, which was amazing. But I mean, we've got footage that would just knock out of the park, and they're still trying to show this tic tac, you know, with jets chasing this tic tac around. I go, we have massive light ships at treetop level responding to 200 people on the ground, and you're still showing this damn tic tac in your controlled narrative. You know, when are you guys going to bring the real stuff out? So I have to send them a package. I have to get their contact information again and send out a new package with the new stuff we have, because it's undeniable.
Yeah, if people would realize and they could get it straight out and see it all, it would be a game changer. And all this nonsense we're doing with putting things over our face and all this other stuff would be irrelevant with the technologies that are out there. So, I mean, we wouldn't be having all these games and, you know, all this control issues and all this stuff because it's not relevant in at that level.
I was listening to a thing. I think it was Dr. Deagle, or I think it was his stuff, but he was talking about these scalar bombs that they could drop a scalar bomb and target any of these viruses and knock them out instantly, and over a huge radius, you know, and that's all it would do. It just target that virus, that particular virus, totally harmless and everything else. You know, and I know we could just do it with a broadcaster. I know Royal Rife stuff used to inoculate everybody within 75 to 50 miles or so. He couldn't even turn his machine on because it killed the viruses in all of his samples and things, you know. So I mean, that's all, you know, put that up to a Tesla broadcasting unit, boom, you know, you could eliminate everything, viruses, cancer, everything, you know. So we have that technology. We could incorporate it into the towers and even the cell towers and things, and just totally clean all these things up.
Planet wide in a day.
Yeah, it's,
I
you know,
mean,
but the
pain and
people are just.
suffering and the misery is just to make more power and wealth for them. That's all it is. And a control mechanism and another way to divide us, saying, I've had the thing and you haven't had the thing, so shame on you. You know, that's how they're playing it now. So.
Yeah, I give them a high Hitler salute, you know, when they come after me, and I just tell them, you know, you're critically thinking and research impaired, you know, don't you know, have fun with that one. But yeah, I think it's, you know, all that stuff, the way it's playing out, you know, one of the $99 question everybody's asking, you know, if Mr. T comes back into power, and he's pushing this jab thing, how's that working out? And, you know, to me, he's always pretty much said it's free will, it's a choice. And I think he's up against forces so big that he can only do so much. And this has to play out to educate the people. And no matter what he said before, people just mocked it and ridiculed it. And even when he did alternative things for himself, you know, so I think a lot of these things have to play out. We need some people need some very hard lessons, you know, and before they let this go.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you get this thing, and then you can put a magnet on your arm, and it sticks. Or if you flip it over, it flips away. I'm like, hello, this is not a good idea. That whatever's in this is make is has a magnetic field. I mean, obviously, that's not what they're telling you is in there. You know, is not what's in there. There's a lot of, and again, people are saying, "I want to get this," and they think about people that think about and look at labels and in markets about what's in their food. Did you look at the label on this? And they're putting it straight into your bloodstream. So, I mean, hello.
Well, they just published what's really in that thing. And when you look at it, there's things that are banned that are in there.
And always the treatment is supposed to be better than what you're, it's supposed to be an upgrade, not like way worse than what you're dealing with. And, you know, we have a 99.87 survival for the what they're trying to deal with this. And this thing is, you know, by federal law, if you're having something like that and you've had over 50 deaths from that, you're supposed to pull it in the U.S. And it's not pulled. So obviously there's a lot of money and wealth and shenanigans going on.
And now they're going after the kids. That's the part that really irritates me. They're going after the kids now, you know, as guardians of our children, you know, it's a total fail in parenting if you go that direction, because the kids don't even get it. Yeah. You know, it's what you're doing is not being a good parent. You're critically thinking and research impaired, useful idiot, excuse my language. But when it comes to the kids, I get a little pissed off about that.
Yeah, I'm the same way. As that, if you're gonna not research what's being done to your own children, it shows a level of lack of responsibility, of just believing, again, authority is truth. Authority is not truth, and some name has nothing to do with the message. The messenger, you know, is not what's important. It's the message. So look at the message and research the information first. Before you follow it and go, okay, blindly follow without reason. Look at like the ingredients or the information and research it for yourself and use some common sense. And then your gut and your heart and see, and you know, if you've learned to talk to God goes, this is a good idea. is this even a good idea remotely for anybody to do this? So, you know, and then again, you know, the same with Trump is, you know, if he's comes back and he's pushing that, you have to go, why? So is this involved because there's powers that still need to be cleaned up, or do we need a lesson that's so huge that we realize the powers that be, so we can say, okay, you're having to do this. And so now we know, so we'll stand with you instead of mock everything you ever say. We'll stand and understand what you're up against, and we'll come together instead of in division and allow ourselves to continually be divided and separated on an infinite number of issues of things that are temporal and local only, like what sex I am or what sex I think I am, or of like a dozen. I don't know how many there are now. I've lost track in the rainbow, how many colors this rainbow now has, and you know, or what color my container is, or my ethnicity, or whether I've had this or that put inside me, or, you know, we just come together as all created by God, and we're all in service to each other in that. And we're all here for the highest interest of all life everywhere. And we stand up united as a united front against the forces of darkness that want to bring that all down, and that we stand for each other in peace and love and harmony. And then go from there for those that want to continue to reign terror and fear and separation, that we stand against that and we will not allow it anymore. And then we won't have to have Trump saying those kind of things, because he can come out with the truth and we can clean that mess up once and for all.
Yeah, I wanted to cover two things. One is this thing called transference. You know, my brother and I were talking about that, and how people will transfer the father or the mother image to the government. And the government knows exactly how to play that emotion. And they would never hurt us. You know, they love us. They would never, you know. And it's this external authority or power. And we give up all our power away to these people. And people don't realize is whenever you create these external power positions, they're always abused and they're always used against us. And, you know, perfect power perfectly corrupts, or I can't remember exactly how that goes, but absolute power corrupts absolutely, or something like that. But anyway, that I've been watching that, and you try to wake these people up, and you know, and they actually think that they're defending their parent or these external forces, and they think they can do no wrong and that they're here for their good. And the news is going to tell them the truth, and this agency is going to, and I think all that has to be exposed. It has to be a really hard lesson. And then, and that's the only way it's going to come down, because there's a lot of people that need the hard lesson. They refuse to listen. They've had all the data. They've had all the information. They've refused to listen to it. And now they need the hard lesson to snap them out of this.
Yeah. You can see it back with the way they get young people to go into war. You know, for example, in the U.S., Uncle Sam. Uncle that's there to help you and make sure that everything's, but yet we had that plan from by Albert Pike long before World War One, in World War Two, all of that was a plan, to head us into where we are now, which is a plan with Have the Ever Given Not Happened for the third one. And so they continue to play this transference game of we're the government, we're here to help, we're mom and dad, don't worry, we'll take care of you and give you this and this and this. And, I look back to, I think her name was Knight, where she said that in her book, Secret History of the World, I think it was, that anytime you're getting a free lunch, just about every time you are lunch. So... if you're going to transfer your authority on others, you're going to wind up being and getting a free, ride. You're going to be the ride.
Yeah. You're going to lose your power. You're going to be enslaved, and eventually it'll be your demise if you go that direction, because that's where it always takes that downward spiral, and that's where they're going. But, the good news, what I'm seeing now is the lineup that's coming in and the multidimensional beings that are coming in right now, along with the earth being energized, we're going moving through a highly charged place in space. And these guys are not frequency specific. The cabal and all these enslavers and tyrants and everything, their frequencies are not going to make it through this shift. And the ones that are organizing this energy and bringing this energy in and part of the awakening and healing process, it's so immense. It's so powerful. These guys are unbelievably arrogant and narcissists if they think they can stop this or it's beyond imagination what's coming in.
Yeah. They think they can do an end run. They always think there's a workaround, a way through it to continue their modus operandi. And in certain situations, like what's coming, there is no, nothing can stop what's coming. And you either align to that frequency and service to all life everywhere. That's the frequency in the highest interest of all life and the one creator, or you don't make it through it. It's literally a frequency barrier. So at a certain point, it's not going to be able to be continued to be out of alignment with that. It's, frequency matches absolute when it gets to that level of power, vibration. And so it's literally for them a dampening wave where they're going to be dampened out of existence if they don't realign and start serving somebody besides themselves and their hierarchy of power, instead of serving every interest of all life, the highest interest of all life everywhere. That's the frequency match. And so they keep thinking there's a workaround, and they've been noticing this, and groups have come back from, way back and went way back and trying to reclaim their timeline that's disappearing, like the Anshar did. And they're finding out that doesn't work, of serving your group and not everybody, and feeding off the energy of everybody else. That kind of thing isn't going to continue, because that frequency match is absolute. And if you're in that other serve myself thing, it's not going to work through that barrier. Once you pass through that barrier, that's a frequency match. And if you don't match that frequency, you don't pass.
Yeah. And, all the ancient cultures have deities around that you have to pass through these deities, or being weighed like a feather, or you have to go through Boda, the benevolent protector, and he's got all these arms and swords and spears and the people around his belt that didn't make it, you know. And it all kind of, they're all archetypes for the same thing. It's like you've got to have pure intent, an open mind, loving heart, to get through these realms into the higher realms. And there are forces that are not going to allow you to make it. You can't force heaven. You can't capture heaven, and that's what these guys think they can do.
Yeah, and they think, the logic of it defies me, because they think they can force heaven for them, but eliminate it for everybody else, and that's not how that works.
I mean, I know.
There's only one path through that, and you take that path, and there is no other path. Because that's the frequency match. So if you're not going to be in service to the creator of all things and in the highest interests, you don't pass through that. And that's just the way, there's certain requirements that have to be done of accepting certain things that were given a long time ago, and then say, okay, I accept that. And I accept service to others. I do take care of myself and my own with respect to all others, and not above and beyond all others, that it's not just about me and my own. I'm allowed to stand up for that with respect to all others, not with no respect to anybody but my stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's I always tell people, we have this warped, and especially they do have this warped concept of what power is. And the ultimate power is love, and love serves. It doesn't conquer. It doesn't oppress. It doesn't enslave. That's the ultimate power. And they just don't get it, And we've been so socially engineered to think that, money is power and wealth is power. And if you have all the toys, you're going to be happy and everything else. Well, you become more void of love the more you move up that ladder of success, which is actually a degenerate ladder, and everything just goes to hell for you. And pretty soon you're not only, you've lost your soul, and you're actually being run by other malevolent forces because you've done some stupid ceremony, for more power or more wealth or fame. And that's a downward spiral too. But I think all that has to come out. We have to see it all. All of our stars have to fall that we've held up high. We have to find out who they really are and what they're really about. And we just, everybody has to pull their power back, Jesus said that, the temple is within, period. You're all gods, connect, expand in awareness, So that's, it seems like that's where we're going. We have to just pull our power back and take personal responsibility and shift into creationary mind versus right. reactionary mind.
Exactly. Like Jesus said, come to me, and then through that to the Father. And then at that point, but for them to be serving power, that's a realm of emptying your soul out. And once that's emptied out, there's nothing that fills that hole. And so the more wealth and the more power is just an ever-ending emptiness that's getting more and more emptiness that they're trying to fill with things rather than love. And when, creator is love in everything everywhere. And so when you realize that, it's like, people have become so devoid of that from the on the dark side of things that, they think that God doesn't exist, or that he's a virus in your brain, or all this. And it's like, you're so far away that you actually think the creator's a virus in your brain.
Yeah. I mean,
really, do you really, if you learn to listen and talk and watch things manifest in your life and those you're praying for and helping and watching miracles happen for people that are crippled and they literally get up and, are fulfilled and have a full life, without any technology or any of that, how exactly did a virus make that happen? I don't think a virus made that happen. Or, I listened to, for me, I listened to God, and I went and worked out at the Air Force Base, which was a 1-hour drive away because God told me to, instead of going to a gym that was, a 5-minute walk that I paid for already. And that's how I met my wife. So a virus told me this. A virus knew my wife was going to show up in my life because, I mean, come on. it just boggles my mind. They're so far, but it's like Carlos Castaneda said, the trick that the predator did is give us their mind. And the mind of a predator is morose and morbid, but fearful that it's going to lose its power and its food supply at any moment. But if you're in that love energy, service to everything everywhere, and realize that there's an absolute abundance of everything for everybody, and that's how God and creation works, and you're in that, and you know it'll always show up as long as you're in that respectful mode and with gratitude when it shows up. And you know, gratitude to a point when you say thank you, you actually wait for your welcome. You know, true gratitude, not just turn around, walk away. Thank you. See you later. Waiting for the next one to show up. Yeah, it's true gratitude that then once you get in that realm, that there's an infinite amount of whatever anybody and everybody needs everywhere. You don't have that hole that you have to constantly fill, and you don't get into your later years and have a growing sense of futility. That I've gone everywhere I wanted to go. I've done everything I wanted to do. I've gotten everything I wanted to get. And so I'm pretty much, you know, other than getting more, and I've already got so much, what's the point of me? And you don't have that feeling, because if you're helping others, you know, that, you know, and then the gratitude and the love. And I mean, the emails I get from all over the world of people telling me thank you and that you helped me and, you know, changed my life. I mean, that's so fulfilling, that feeling that you get from the service to others and helping. That's, you know, I want to stay here as long as I can and to help people as long as I can. And you don't feel that life is futile and that you need more stuff and more power and more this and more of that. All I need more of is more time to help more people and see the beauty in a child's eyes and more children and, you know, more beauty and more brilliance and new thoughts and ideas from these young children and beautiful, you know, ways to express ourselves in art and music and all of the culture and all that grow and the human race reach out across the stars and spread that beauty across the stars and join with the galactic families that are all out there that are serving Creator and, you know, through the power of Christ and all that. And so it's once you realize that other realm of existence, that realm of more wealth, more power becomes ludicrous. I mean, you go, I got, what do I need as far as stuff? You know, I mean, what would, you know, I was when I was young in that mode, and I look at the new car or this or that, and I go, I don't even really want that thing. It's too bells and whistly for me now. You know, it's like, I would like to do some things for myself. Yeah, I don't need a car that drives me. I like to, when I'm driving sometimes it's good to be driven around, but a lot of times I like the process, you know, because life is about the process and not the destination.
I'm then, like, vehicle smarter than I am.
Your vehicle's like so smart, car. You can't operate it.
yeah. You know, that going back to the scientific thing, you know, they said, well, we can stimulate, you know, a spiritual experience with electricity. And I said, yeah, it's called an electric door. I said, the door's there, you just opened it. You know, it doesn't mean it's not real because you, you know, connected electricity to it. It means that now you have a door opener, you know, an automatic door opener.
Yeah, it's hilarious to watch how they discover things that, you know, you can get through natural means.
Yeah.
Doing Tai Chi or martial arts, different things and that you can do and very simple methods without all this weird technology stuff they do. I'm like, this is really easy. You don't have to do all this weird electrocute yourself, all this other stuff that you want to do or put a probe in your head and stimulate this area of your brain. You don't have to do all that stuff. There are some very simple ancient techniques that have been around for millions of years.
Yeah, they say that a lot of technology is a failure of developing ourselves spiritually, you know, because we don't need a cell phone when we have telepathy, you know, things like
that. Reminds me of, I was on the, I'm blessed to teach the Backstage Gene Unleashed, and somebody was, you know, how do you travel, you know, what kind of ships and that stuff, and you get out there. And I was on Mary Woods yesterday, she asked me that too. Mm-hmm. I said, the advanced beings don't have ships.
No.
They use their Merkabic field, and they just focus on where they want to be when, and they're there.
Yeah, I was on one ship. It was a plasma ship. The whole ship was just pure energy, and it was like a golden energy, and the beings were there. And then it's a long story. I was in the bathtub meditating, and I just said, I want to know what this is about. What's my part in it? Everything. And this beam comes through and hits me in the chest. They pull me right up on the ship, and nothing was physical in that ship. The being before me had a form, and she had a conversation with her and everything. But a lot of these ships are just pure energy, pure plasma. Some are just pure consciousness. They're Merkabas. And I tell people, if you see a metal ship, most times you're not dealing with, a super advanced race. They're advanced technologically and probably some spirituality and things, but the real advanced ones are pure energy or pure consciousness.
Yep, exactly. And, if they want to travel together, they just manifest that energy around them. And then, if they want to get somewhere independently, they just match the frequency of where they want to be and let go of where they are, and you're just there. So, people ask, well, how do you go to another parallel time, Earth or something? I go, match frequency and vibration, match the quantum frequency, and you're there. It's not.
Yeah, we have a multidimensional phone book right inside of us. There once, and it knows what to do and how to do all that stuff. We just have to access it.
Absolutely.
I've had a lot of bilocation experiences and things like that, and I haven't figured out how to do it on call. It just happens, but I haven't had time to really work with it. I've been so busy with these other projects that's my next step. I feel I pushed the snowball over as far as my choice of what I came to do. I've pushed the snowball. It's over the hill now, and it's rolling fast, so I can get back to nature and get back to some of my other practices.
Yeah, I'm working on getting back to nature. It's where we're truly rooted and seeing the beauty of creation, and then learning to become one with that again to help others to do the same, so that we get out. That gets you out of that same realm of always wanting stuff when you realize the beauty of creation and how everything was set, in motion to help all beings everywhere to rise to their highest potential. So once you realize that and then get back to that, then you realize, it's like during a vacation I had 20 years ago, and I visited a friend that I had retired with in his family in upstate Michigan. And she's like, do you want to go? And she said he could use his truck and go to the park or go here. And I go, I could do that. She goes, do you want to do that? Well, I would like to get to know you. You're his wife. I don't know you. She goes, you don't want to go see the state? And I go, I'm good where I am. I mean, I've seen it coming down from the airport, and I'm just going to repeat that. And I don't know you. And so I would like to get to know you. He married you and you got kids. I would like to get to know all of that. And she goes, you don't want to go places? I go, once we're good, maybe if you have time, we could go somewhere together and share it, and share that, revelations we get shown. But, I'm here now, so I would prefer to spend the time with another individual and share and get to know you. I'd love to see the beauty of nature, but even more so, I love to share it. And so to share that joy and beauty with others and really get into that level of being there with others and sharing what was created for the highest interest of all life everywhere by the creator is the true beauty of it. And she goes, you're very zen. as once you get to know creator well, you get that way.
Yeah, everybody's seeking love, acceptance, and approval outside of themselves, and they've been socially engineered to do so. And a lot of people ask me, well, what makes you happy? And I just said, nothing makes me happy. It's my natural state, and I don't need to do anything. I don't need to have anything. It's just, and it is, it's all of our natural state, but we give it up and we have to get back to that. And I said, I don't know. I think helping others heal and gardening, getting out in nature.
Yeah.
you know, I enjoy that, but my happiness isn't dependent on that. It just is.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. And like you said, you know, I'd have a bunch of wicking gardens I built and get out there with my wife and, you know, put our seeds in some energy formulations that's you know, made from, you know, our own energy, you know, and set in the sun and then plant it and watch it grow and, you know, eat that really healthy food and all of that, share that with the neighbors and everything else. And so, you know, it's just getting back to the way things were created to be in the first place on a more intimate level.
Yeah, I just got a notice from our producer, Robert, that we're hitting the end of the hour. So if there's any last words of wisdom you want to share with the audience on, you know, helping them to get through these times, the floor is all yours.
Yeah, you know, going back to what we're referring to, what we just finished talking about is, like, you know, be more like peace and love and compassion and random acts of kindness on a daily basis, and that'll put you in a peace and a love and stop giving away your power for security. You wind up with neither. Security comes from service to others, that you unite in kindness, brother, sisterhood, that is given to us by Creator and through Jesus Christ and the founding principles, and be more like that. Be more like Jesus Christ, where you stand up for others that can't, and then you are compassionate, loving, and helpful and healing for others that need it whenever you come upon it. When it's put in front of you, there you are, they need you. You do what you need to do to give them what they need, and stop always being focused on just yourself and, you know, what things you have, instead of being in focus on service to others, and then you'll feel truly fulfilled.
Yeah, I agree. I think one of the problems with I always tell people, if you see Jesus, take him off the cross and give him a high five, you know.
Exactly.
You know, and you know, it's really important that we let go of those old fear, guilt, and unworthiness programs they've been pushing on us, and get back to just being buds and working together to turn this planet around.
Yeah, I just take him off there and give him a big hug and a thank you and move on, you know, and say, well, thank you for everything. And now it's in my hands and my responsibility to spread the love and the peace and the compassion throughout the world, and to spread that to others so that they can feel the same way.
Yeah, personal responsibility and action is so important. You know, you just can't turn everything over to them and have them fix and do everything for us. It's not that, that disempowers us. You know, unfortunately, boy, we're hit the end of the hour. It's been a great show. I'm sure we'll have you on again. And thanks for all the work you do, and keep up the great work on informing and enlightening the people.
Thank you, James. You too. It's definitely a unique show. I'll say that. To the mainstream stuff that's going on too much. So thank you, and God bless. And it's always an honor to be on your platform, James. Keep up the work.
All right. It's James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio and eSETI Stargate. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, and pure intent, and get into service and act. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.